Ever get that feeling, you know, like when you first started using a navigation app and you're like, whoa, it's like having a co-pilot for life. But then one day it tries to take you like through a cornfield.
Through a cornfield.
Right. And you're like, did that really just happen? That's kind of where it feels like we are with AI in education. Like, it's powerful, but we're all still figuring out like the rules of the road, especially when we're thinking about assessment.
And it's not even just about like navigating this one tool. It's a whole new landscape, right?
Exactly. And King's College London, they're out there actually like drawing a map instead of just waiting around to see what happens. It's kind of refreshing, honestly.
And you know, King's has always had that reputation of being, you know, forward thinking. But what's really interesting to me here is that it's not just that they are forward thinking, they're being proactive about AI. So instead of like being afraid of it or banning it, they're saying, okay, how can we work with this?
Which is the big question. The first thing, at least for me, and I'm guessing I'm not alone here, is cheating. Does this just make it ridiculously easy to cheat?
It's a huge concern, obviously, and I think, you know, we'd be remiss to say it's not a concern. But what I think is important is that King's is not shying away from it. They're saying academic integrity, still super important. Students' work needs to be their own, full stop.
Okay, so if I upload an essay and it's entirely written by AI, we're talking, that's a no-go. Like, that's straight up plagiarism.
Absolutely. They are very clear about that. But I think what's more interesting is what they're doing beyond trying to like catch every single case of AI use.
Okay, because honestly, part of me is thinking, how on earth can you even police that? It seems like a losing battle.
Totally. So they're really focusing on three main things. And the first one that they talk about is AI literacy for both staff and students.
AI literacy. Okay, now you've got to break that down for me. What are we talking about here?
So AI literacy, at its core, it's about really giving everyone the tools to think critically about AI. Not just here's how you use AI, but like what AI can do, what it can't do, the ethics of using AI, all of that.
So instead of freaking out about it, they're saying, let's learn about this so we can use it responsibly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that actually leads into their second area of focus, which is adapting teaching and assessment. So if we know AI can generate text, how do we think about designing assessments that are less vulnerable to AI misuse, but are still actually measuring what students are learning?
So it's about evolving how we measure, not just trying to like catch people using AI playing whack-a-mole.
Yes, exactly. And then underpinning all of this is their third focus, which is how do we make sure that we're still maintaining academic rigor and integrity in this new landscape, right?
The million-dollar question: how do you make sure things are fair when AI is part of the equation?
Right. And one of the big things they talk about is transparency and this open dialogue. So students and educators should be talking about AI use very openly, establishing guidelines together.
So let's get specific. Say a student is using a translation app for an assignment. Is that like crossing the line? Or what about like those grammar and style checkers? Even AI-powered ones, right? Where's King's drawing the line here?
So they actually give really great guidance on this. They talk about these four levels of AI use, ranging from minimal to embedded and everything in between.
Okay, now we're talking. Let's hear about these
So
levels.
minimal use is basically, like you said, your grammar checkers, your spell checkers, even things like auto transcription. That's already considered standard academic practice.
Right. Like nobody's handwriting essays and then like meticulously checking every word in a physical dictionary these days.
Exactly. So then we move into limited or selective use. And this is basically where you're using AI for like very specific defined tasks as part of a larger assignment.
Okay, give me an example. Paint a picture for me.
So let's say you're writing an essay. You could use AI to generate a bunch of potential titles based on what you're writing about, maybe help you brainstorm arguments. Or if you're really struggling to wrap your head around a concept, you could use AI to kind of break it down a little bit. The point is, the student's still doing the real work, the critical thinking, the writing, all of that.
So it's like having a supercharged research assistant, not a ghostwriter.
Exactly. Now, at the open level, this is where it gets interesting. So at this level, there aren't specific restrictions on how students are using AI, but students have to keep really meticulous track of how they're using AI, and they have to be super transparent about it in their work.
So it's like you can use the tools, but don't try to hide it.
Exactly. And this level might be suitable for tasks like summarizing really dense research articles, or even if you're doing like a multilingual literature review, maybe you're using AI to help you translate things.
Okay, I'm sensing a theme here. Each level allows more AI, but it's all about transparency and keeping that original student work and critical thinking front and center.
You got it. Okay, so then the final level, which is embedded, This is where it gets really meta, because in this case, AI use is not only allowed, it's encouraged. It's actually part of the assessment.
Whoa, so in this case, using AI isn't cheating, it's encouraged.
Right, so imagine like an assignment where students have to compare and critique the output of different AI tools, or maybe they're using AI to code a program or debug a program.
So they're being assessed on their ability to use these tools critically and effectively. They're being tested on that AI literacy. That's brilliant.
Right, and it goes back to that idea of preparing students for a future where AI is just a given.
This is all incredibly helpful, but it does feel very faculty-focused. What about the students? How is King supporting them through all of this?
That's a great question. And it's a big part of what makes King's approach so effective, in my opinion. But maybe we can dive into that a little bit more after a short break.
It's one thing to say, like, hey, we're embracing AI, right? It's a whole other thing to actually give students the tools and support to, you know, navigate all of this.
100%. Yeah. And I think that's honestly where King's is doing a really great job. It's not just like they slapped a sticker on the side of the building that says AI powered, you know, they're really invested in making sure that their students can be successful, especially as AI becomes just like a normal part of everything.
So how are they actually doing that? What are they doing for students?
So first and foremost, they give students a ton of resources that are really clear, very easy to understand, that explain AI, how it works, what it means for their academic work, like very jargon-free. They're not assuming that students are coming in as like AI experts.
Which is huge because, I mean, honestly, even for me trying to keep up with all the different AI stuff, it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And even beyond that, it's not just like, here's what AI is. It's also very practical advice.
Yeah.
How you would use AI ethically and effectively as a student.
Give me an example. What kind of advice are we talking about here?
So they have guides that will cover things like using AI for brainstorming, generating different perspectives on your work. Maybe you're using it to overcome writer's block. I saw a few examples of using different AI tools for different academic tasks.
So it's less, here's a hammer, and it's more like, here's a toolbox, and here's how to use all the different tools.
Yeah, exactly. And really importantly, too, they really emphasize transparency. So making sure that if students are using AI in their work, they're acknowledging it, you know, very clearly.
Oh, interesting. So almost like adding footnotes or citations, but for AI assistance.
Exactly. Yeah. Just being very upfront about how they're using these tools, both to, you know, obviously acknowledge that AI played a role, but then also from an academic honesty perspective, that's a big deal. And they actually give really good, clear guidelines on how to do that. I like that. It feels very much like we're all kind of figuring this out together, so let's just be open about it. But this does feel like a bigger issue than just one campus, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is something that is impacting, you know, the workforce education on a global scale.
Absolutely. This is not just about, you know, homework assignments and exams. This is about how you prepare students for a future where AI is just like a part of the workforce.
Which is coming, whether we're ready or not, honestly. It feels like it's moving so fast. Yeah. And King's gets that.
Yeah.
I think that's why they're putting so much emphasis on it. Remember that statistic? Something like 300 million jobs are going to be impacted by AI.
Yeah. That one kind of made me like sit up straight.
It's a big deal. And King's sees that as a call to action, right? Mm. They're not just teaching their students about AI, but they want to give students the tools to thrive in that kind of world, not just to survive.
So it's less about future-proofing students and more about like, they have the power to shape the future, right?
Exactly. It's about giving them the tools and the skills and the critical thinking skills to, you know, not just exist in a world with AI, but to actually lead.
I love that. I'm really curious, though, like, why King's? What's driving this approach?
Well, I mean, they're in London. They're in this global hub for technology and innovation. Maybe that's part of it.
Just being surrounded by that energy, that's got to light a little bit of a fire.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think it's bigger than that, too. I think King's recognizes that, you know, as a higher education institution, they have this responsibility to prepare their students for what the world is actually going to be like. Hmm. And the world is changing really fast.
It's almost like saying, hey, the world's not going to slow down for us, so we need to make sure our students can keep up.
Totally. And what I think is so great about this is it's not just about, okay, here are the technical skills to use AI. Hmm. It's about, let's think about this critically. Let's think about the ethical implications.
Which is huge. Yeah. Knowing how to code AI, that's one thing, right? But understanding, here's the output. Here are the potential biases. Here's how this could be used in a way that maybe we didn't intend. That's next level.
Absolutely. And it seems like a lot of institutions shy away from those conversations, those harder questions. But King's is leaning into that. Like, let's give you the resources. Let's have the dialogue. Let's give students a space to really grapple with these things.
It's like AI literacy is not just a skill set, but almost like a core competency for the 21st century.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're spot on. As AI is more and more integrated into every part of our lives, you have to be able to navigate that.
Mm.
And you have to be able to navigate that thoughtfully and ethically.
Absolutely. It sounds like King's College London is really writing the playbook here, taking such a proactive and thoughtful approach. It's setting a good example for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. That focus on student support,
yeah.
That commitment to transparency, and also just, you know, a willingness to adapt. That's a good model, not just for universities, but really for any organization trying to figure out this whole AI thing.
It really is. As we're wrapping up our deep dive here, looking at King's College London and their approach to AI, I think the big takeaway for me is this. They're not just preparing students for the future. They are empowering them to actually shape that future. And I think that's a great note to end on. It's something we can all think about, whether we're students, educators, or just people out there trying to navigate this AI-powered world, right? Until next time.